And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Patty Lindsay with Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. I also have Michelle Beck with Purple Clover, Katherine Anderson, and Cami Kobleski with Yavapai College. So please stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at cliffcastlecasinohotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
The show hits the road as October is Water Month. We'll be focusing on ways to conserve water and treating water with Eneteco Tucson. The Arizona Farm Bureau will carve up some facts about farm fresh pumpkins. All this and more as we're live from the annual fall event, the Saba Home and Garden Show in Tucson.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs for screen repair, key fob programming, battery replacement, and more. Learn more at batteriesplus.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm so excited for my first guest. I have Michelle back here with me with Purple Clover. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm great, Lorette. Thank you so much for having me today.
No problem. So, Michelle, tell us, what is Purple Clover?
Okay, Purple Clover is a ladies' fashion boutique.
Ooh.
Yes, and my business partner, Maria Gannon, and I, we opened in February of 2018. And then in September of 2018, we were fortunate enough to move into Bashford Courts. A spot became available on the second floor, and of course you are probably familiar with Bashford Courts right there in the heart of Prescott across from the square. And there was a ladies' boutique before us, and when the opportunity came for us to move, we thought this is a great location for us.
So you guys are located in Bashford Courts.
Yes.
And upstairs?
On the second floor.
Oh, okay. And so it's a women's fashion boutique.
Yes.
Basically, I was in there and there was some great stuff in there. You guys had some vegan purses, something that I knew nothing about.
Yes, the vegan purse line that we carry is from a company called Joy Susan. And when we describe the handbags as vegan leather, people say, well, what is vegan leather?
Right.
Basically, what it is a line of handbags designed from upcycled plastic. And the beauty of this brand is, first of all, you're doing something, you're supporting the environment. You are taking something that was thrown away, an old plastic bottle, and turning it into a beautiful handbag. And you saw when you were in the store
Right. All
the beautiful colors that they have. And that is a staple in our store. Various sizes
it
of the Joy
great.
Susan
yes,
line.
For any woman that loves handbags, I'm a handbag lover. And there was so many to choose from, so many great colors. I just didn't never heard of vegan leather.
Well, now you've heard of vegan leather,
definitely
so we
have
that. We also have, we just picked up a premium line of leather called Bedstew, and Bedstew is fine quality leather crafted by hand.
Wow.
And the new item, yes, it's probably some of the finest quality of handmade leather goods that you can get. So if you are not into the vegan thing and you prefer your purses and your accessories to be leather, we do have Bedstew. Our latest addition from Bedstew is a staple for fall, which is the small little leather booty.
Oh my gosh.
Because that's what we're going to talk about.
Right.
Fall fashion,
exactly.
And what's new and what are the trends.
Fall fashion, exactly. Because, you know, so often, you know, right around, it's already, I can't even believe it's already here.
I know.
And it's starting to get colder. You know, I'm in the mix between my summer wardrobe and a little bit of, like, I'm trying to pull some stuff out for fall. But what are the fall staples? Like, what is the must thing? What should I have?
Okay, I can help you out with that.
Thank you.
It's a very exciting time in the store right now. What we have found is that the shoppers that come in this time of year are genuinely excited for fall.
Right.
I think when summer comes to a close, there's a special excitement in the air, maybe because the kids are back in school, maybe because it's football season, whatever it is, that first day when there's a little bit of chill in the air, everyone feels like, oh, I need some new clothes.
Right.
What can I add to my wardrobe to get it up to date for fall? So the first trend, if it's a trend I'd like to talk about, is denim, because we all love our denim.
Yes.
And you are probably aware, over the last few years, the waistline of denims kept creeping lower and lower.
Right. Yes.
And that, fortunately, is a trend that has ended, and now waistlines are coming back up. I won't say that they're exactly right at the waist the way they were way back.
So no more like muffin tops.
No more muffin.
Oh,
exactly.
That's a good thing.
That was
so
the
now
problem.
We're looking at the high-rised.
Yes,
a little bit.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And our denim line in the store, our best seller, is a line. The name is Cut from the Cloth, and there is a new Cut from the Cloth jean called the Diana Fab Ab.
Wow.
And what is so fabulous about the Diana is that the Cut from the Cloth designers specially designed pockets, and they placed them and put the proper amount of stretch designed to hold in your abs. So not only does it erase the muffin top, it actually creates the an illusion of you being more slim than you actually are.
So this is like the perfect slimming jean.
It is the perfect slimming
jean. Perfect for this fall.
Yes.
You know, because I'm kind of like a bear. I put on a little weight and fall.
You know, that's what happens to a lot of us. Don't feel alone.
We all do. You know, it's the fall good foods, the comfort foods come out.
That's what happens.
And so that's a perfect jean.
That is one of the styles from Cut from the Cloth.
Okay.
But for all of you ladies that like the skinny type of jean, which is great with a booty, great with an oversized sweater, that is still in.
Okay, perfect.
What's really great about fashion is that not only are we developing, are there new trends happening, but things that people love are not going out of style. So with Cut from the Cloth, not only do we have that Diana with the Fab Ab panel, we also have our Mia skinny jeans that are still very popular.
Just
and
awesome,
can wear.
Popular.
The last style I want to mention with Cut is the flare jean is back.
Wow.
Now, some of us might remember them as the, do I even want to, I don't think I can even say it. I don't think I can say bell bottoms, but.
Bell bottoms?
Yes. Bell bottoms were back in the 70s, and now that style has been modified, and they are called the flare jean. So we have a flare style jean in a dark denim wash, and I really wasn't too excited about it, but I thought, this is something new in the store. I have to wear it. So I put on the flare jeans, and my husband, who rarely, if ever, comments on my wardrobe.
He doesn't ever notice.
He doesn't notice because I think he's afraid to say the wrong thing. You know how men are.
Yes, definitely.
You ask them the wrong question, they don't want, they're afraid to say. He said, oh my gosh, I like those. Your legs look so long. And I thought, he made a comment. And I was so pleased. And they actually have become one of my favorite styles to wear. I still wear the skinny, but now I also wear the flare jeans.
Flare
so
jeans.
We have those as well.
Gotcha. So what else, like tops wise?
In terms of tops, beautiful fall colors we have. And at Purple Clover, both Maria and I, as the buyers, we strive to find a wide variety of price points that are going to help everyone that comes in the store finds something.
Is there some colors that we should look for this fall? You know, some of like the trendy, popular colors
coming
out?
Green is huge. Green. Gold is huge. Rust is also a big color. But I will say those basics, the grays and the blacks, that's what people look for. And that's what we have a lot of. And with the basic gray and the black, you can accessorize.
Absolutely.
One trend I want to mention that we have with the denim and with our tops is embroidery. Embroidery is huge.
Wow.
Another line of denim that we carry called Driftwood. Those are the jeans that you will see in our store that have beautiful embroidery, basically down the leg, and some of the tops also from Driftwood also have that embroidery. So it's those special little embellishments, those little touches that make
something that's going to stand
out. Yes, exactly. So if you're wearing something basic on the bottom, a number of our tops in the store have the embroidery, which makes it special. We have a few off-the-shoulder tops. That is still a trend. Women that are concerned about their arms, you can still expose your shoulders and
absolutely
look fashionable.
Absolutely. So all of these things can be found at your store.
Yes.
And then you mentioned real quickly booties.
Yes, booties.
So you've got
booties. We have shoes. We just started carrying shoes, and we're so excited about being able to offer our customers not quite one-stop shopping yet because we only have the one style of booty, but as we grow, we will start carrying shoes because we would like to get, again, have something for everyone besides the denim, besides the tops, besides the jewelry and the handbags. To have that perfect shoe really makes a great outfit.
And if you encourage women to buy one thing, what would be the one thing to buy, you know, to kind of make your wardrobe something special, especially for fall?
I would have to say if you need a new jacket, faux fur is huge this fall.
Wow, okay.
And we have a leopard faux fur jacket. We have a white, super fluffy, comfy faux fur jacket. If you need something to really make a statement and you want to update your wardrobe, faux fur is where it's at.
And you can wear that with jeans, dresses, skirts, kind of to work, after work.
Absolutely.
Those are my favorite trends, you know, because they're dual purpose, so I never feel bad buying it.
No, do not feel bad buying a new jacket because that can go with so many different things. And I can think of three right now that we have in the store. And ladies are coming in, even when it was a little warmer out, ladies were coming in and trying on our jackets. Again, just feeling that fall is in the air, and what can I do to update my wardrobe? The faux fur jacket, I would say, is probably number one in my book.
Number one. So that's the trend to get this winter. Well, you said this fall.
Yes.
So, Michelle, where do we find you again? Where are you located?
We are in Bashford Courts on the second floor, so right there on Gurley Street across from the courthouse. Come up and see us. I'm one of the owners. My partner, Maria, is usually there, and we have fabulous employees because we are open every day.
Perfect.
So no matter when you come in, we are there to help you.
And you can help us kind of accessorize and figure
absolutely
out, you know, for
absolutely
somebody, you know, like me, I'm not sure what to wear, so you can help me out.
That's one of our most favorite things to do. We like
perfect
to add what you already have in your closet, update it a little bit, tweak it a little bit, make you feel good about what you have, and go home with something new to update your
awesome
style.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Michelle Beck with Purple Clover.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Nights are cooling off and winter is on the way. Now is the time to sign up for our pre-buy program to lock in a guaranteed fixed rate for winter. This offer expires Monday, September 30th, so act today. The easiest way to sign up is online at BarrettPropane.com. In fact, sign up online this week and I'll put a $10 credit on your account. That's 10 bucks just for signing up at BarrettPropane.com through the end of the month. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where VertiLinks goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the VertiLinks to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Do you have a passion for politics? Have people said to you, you should run for office? Are you tired of the same old feckless politicians? If this describes you, we at the Power of Fives want to talk to you. The Power of Fives is searching for great conservative candidates across the entire state of Arizona in every legislative district to run for the Arizona House and Senate as a clean elections candidate. The Power of Fives wants you. Call us today at 602-864-1402.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with our next guest. I have Catherine Anderson and Cami Kobleski. Did I say that right?
You did. Perfect.
Okay, I'm like with Yavapai College. How are you, ladies?
We're great. Yeah.
So I know lots of things are going on at Yavapai College. It's always some kind of events going on down there. But you guys have a special something coming up.
We do. Yeah, yeah. Catherine's looking at me like, well, you want to take it? So we have our homecoming event coming up in just, oh gosh, a little over 2 weeks now. It's tick-tocking.
Getting closer. Wow. So it's coming up pretty quickly. When is this?
Yeah. So it's a 3-day sort of extravaganza, Thursday, ooh, Friday, and Saturday, October 17th, 18th, and 19th.
3 days for homecoming.
Yeah.
Ooh, when we do something, we do it big.
Yeah.
Right?
Apparently. Yeah. You guys, definitely 3 days. Wow. Okay. So what's going on for this homecoming? What can I expect?
Well, we're going to kick things off on Thursday, October 17th at our Verde Valley campus with a mixer and a happy hour at the Southwest Wine Center. So have you been out there?
Yes, I have. That's a fantastic place. Yes.
Yes.
So that's where the kickoff is.
That's the kickoff. Yeah.
So it's a mixer with happy hour.
Yes. Yeah, exactly what it sounds like. Snacks, mixing and mingling. And then everyone who comes will get a souvenir stemless glass from the Southwest Wine Center, and they'll get to sample a cup. It's $20, and they'll get to sample 3 different wines from the Southwest Wine Center. We'll have light snacks, and then we also have some door prizes for,
ooh,
people who attend that event. Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Yep.
So we just have to, you know, make the short drive out there and get a commemorative, basically, glass.
Yeah.
And enjoy some of the wines. Yes, I have been dying to try some of the wines over there.
Well, you'll have to put this on your calendar.
Yes, this
Here's
is
a chance.
Definitely must do. Okay, so that's Thursday. So you guys got the mixer and the happy hour. Mm-hmm. And that's your pre-kickoff. So what do we have on Friday?
Friday, a lot of activities are going to be happening at our Prescott campus. So we have a block party and a spirit parade. So some people don't know what a spirit parade is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Does that mean cocktails?
No.
In a parade?
Not that kind of spirit.
Oh, man.
Spirit like go team spirit.
Okay.
we are actually going to have all of our student clubs and orgs have a golf cart kind of parade, and they're going to compete against one another for like the best decorated cart. So that'll kind of go through our campus, through the center, through the circle area, and then that'll lead into a block party in the parking lot right in front of the YC pack.
Fun. So it's just who's entering in this? Is it just students?
It's the student clubs and orgs that are going to be participating in the spirit parade. And then the block party will have bounce houses and food trucks and community vendors, internal YC vendors. We're going to have a performance by Sugar and the Mint, which I'm excited about. Yeah, I've never heard
fantastic.
Them live.
Yes. They're fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have – so that's what you're calling a spirit parade.
Spirit parade and block party.
People can go and watch the spirit parade. Kinda.
They can watch the spirit parade. They can come for Sugar and the Mint. They can walk around our vendor area, participate in all of the bounce houses. Everything that night is free, except for the we're gonna end things with a 7 p.m. volleyball game, which tickets for games are like $3 to $5.
Minimal cost.
Super minimal cost.
Bring your family, or come. Just come.
Yeah.
Grab a date.
Yeah.
Bring your kids. It's minimal cost. It's just the volleyball game and then whatever food you want to get at the food trucks.
Yes.
The rest of it is all free.
Right. Yeah, we have some really cool vendors, and I think Catherine has secured the zoo to bring a couple of animals.
Oh, we'll have a few animals there.
So the zoo will bring some animals, and you're talking Heritage Park Zoo.
Park Zoo.
Perfect. So they'll bring some stuff, like interactive stuff for the kiddos. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some bounce houses. Who doesn't love a good bounce house?
No, and parents or adults that are listening, you can jump too.
Yeah, and we're going to have one of the bounce houses is actually like an inflatable mechanical bull.
So oh, my gosh.
We thought that was a fun little addition.
That's
we're excited
super
to
fun.
See what happens.
I'm there. Oh, my gosh. That's super
So a
fun.
Lot of activities happening on Friday.
Yeah. So that's your Friday.
Yep.
And so afterwards, you said there's a volleyball game. People can kind of hang out.
Yep.
And then what do you have going on Saturday?
Saturday is kicking off with a fun run in the morning. We're super excited. That supports our student honors program. So
fun run, meaning like you're actually going to go run.
Okay, let's clarify.
I know, because running is not fun.
I'm registered and I'm walking.
I'm walking.
Okay,
too.
Okay. I was like, I don't call running fun.
It's on the trail on our campus. So
okay.
It's going to be really lovely. You can bring pets too, it's pet friendly.
Okay.
So if you had a dog, a little furry friend you want to bring on the trail with you. I think last I heard we had about 90 registrants, so we're just close to 100 people signed up for the fun run.
So everyone's
walk.
Signing up for fun run or walk.
Or walk.
How long is this walk or fun run?
It's like
run?
1.3 miles.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's totally doable.
Oh,
it's
totally
very doable.
And it's at 8:30 in the morning, so it'll be nice and cool.
Nice and cool.
Yeah, so come join us for that. And that supports our, like I said, our college honors programs and PTK. So that helps to support our students in our honors program. So we're really excited about that.
Okay,
yep.
So that's Saturday morning.
Yeah, and then we have a Hall of Fame brunch for our athletics. That's going to be at 11 a.m. at the Hotel St. Michael, so there is an RSVP and tickets for that. And all of this is on our homecoming website at yc.edu/homecoming.
Hall of Fame brunch. So does that mean like all the, people that have played sports at Yavapai College will be there? Or what is that?
Yeah, there's certain groups.
Can I be in the Hall of Fame?
You're not being inducted this year.
Dang it.
There are certain groups being inducted, and all that information is on our website.
Okay,
as well,
so each year you guys nominate somebody for the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, we don't qualify.
I know.
No.
Walking in the fun run is not going to qualify.
Definitely
us.
Not qualify.
Definitely not qualify you for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that means something I have to work towards next year.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll walk this year and
we'll
run next year.
We'll put you in touch with athletics.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Okay. We do have two events in the afternoon. The one is not listed here because it kind of came in last minute. One of the events is a Rough Rider soccer game at 3 p.m. at Ken Lindley Park. and or Ken Lindley Field, sorry. And then our YC PAC and our theater students are actually going to do a preview of the costumes for Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, fun.
So they've added in, they're calling it a costume parade, and it'll be in the PAC, on the PAC stage, and they're going to have all, you know, the stage lights on and everything like that, and they're going to do, I think there's like over 50 costumes that they're going to be.
Oh,
like
I can only imagine.
Phantom of the Opera. For Phantom.
Yeah,
and there's free, so many different. No tickets involved, and that's at 2:30, and anyone can come, just show up at the PAC at 2:30 that day, and get a little fashion preview of what's sneak peek.
And that would be so great. Yeah, and you've got also the soccer games, so that's great. Yep. You can kind of choose which one you want to go to that afternoon.
Yeah, and then that night, wrapping things up,
drum roll,
right?
That night at the PAC at 7:30 p.m., we have Louis Anderson.
Do you know comedian Louis
Anderson? Yes, I'm looking at her going, do you know?
Yes, I definitely know. I definitely know. Yeah. So then now you're going to have a comedian.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have a comedian. Like wrap everything up for the homecoming.
Put a bow on it.
Put a bow on it. And you will need to, and you do need to purchase tickets for Louis Anderson.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Those are on the YC PAC website. And if you go to this homecoming link, there's also a link at the homecoming website to buy the tickets, to purchase the tickets for that as well.
Wow. 3 days packed with so much fun for the homecoming.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You guys were, like you said, when you throw a party, you go big.
We go big.
You guys definitely do. This sounds like so much fun. And every day there's something for the whole family.
Yeah.
So you can
depends on what you're interested in, what you're into.
Yeah. And you can kind of pick and choose and decide, you know, you're going to do the mixer and the happy hour. That's a great way to just meet other people in your neighborhood or just meet, you know, others that are interested in the same things you are.
Well, and if people have never been out to the Southwest Wine Center or to our Verde Valley campus, it's such a showcase spot for us that we really encourage anyone who's even remotely interested or curious to head on out there.
And it's not that long of a drive from here. It really isn't.
And at that time of day, too, when the sun will be setting, you know, kind of at that time of day over Mingus Mountain, it's such a beautiful drive.
It is. And it's such the wine center is so neat. I've gotten to tour it a couple times now. And just to go there and see, and you drive in and you look out and you see the vineyard.
Yeah.
That's the right word there.
Right. It'll be outside, so we'll be able to you know, watch the sunset and check out the vineyard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome.
And see what's going on. That sounds so fun. And with that one, do you need to purchase tickets?
There's tickets online also. Okay. That one's $20.
Yep. So everything is online and I can purchase tickets for everything, any of these things that we talked about.
Yep.
Fun.
So lots of free events, a couple of ticketed events, and just fun for the whole family and community. We want to celebrate YC past, present, and future. And so we're just excited to
see. So is that why you have the 3 days past, present, future?
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Okay.
So yes, Lorette.
Yes, we planned it that way.
You planned it, Lorette. You got it right there.
I totally nailed it.
Yes.
Past, present, and future. Well, because it sounds like, you know, it's perfect. I love it. Especially, you know, the Hall of Fame sounds like a really fun time, too, that you guys are doing. So, and that's at Hotel St. Michael. And then you've got that soccer game. I mean, I've never seen a Rough Rider soccer game, so I can only imagine.
And we also ordered a bunch of cowbells for the soccer game. So, I mean, if you come, you get your commemorative cowbell, your YC cowbell. We always need more cowbell, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I should have brought it here. Dang it.
Yes, you should have brought your cowbell here. Yeah, so, okay. And then I've never even actually seen the volleyball team either. There's so much to do and so much to see.
Yeah, they're amazing. They're outstanding. I watch them and I get tired. Like, I'm like, I'm just sitting here watching and I get exhausted watching those
games.
They
walk by me.
Yeah.
And I get tired.
They're awesome athletes.
Yeah. They walk by you. You get tired.
Well, okay. They are so fit.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's enough right there when they walk by. Right. I'm just like, how do you do that?
Yeah, they train. Yeah. It's their job, kind of.
It's their job, yes.
It's pretty much their job.
Yeah, so they train and they do all that stuff. So once we're there at the campus, we'll be able to just kind of find our way around.
Yeah, so the Thursday event is at the Southwest Wine Center. So if you just put that right into your map, you'll get guided right on into the Southwest Wine Center. Friday, everything is happening in parking lot A. So as soon as you pull into the campus off of Sheldon, you'll see signage, you'll see balloons. You can't miss the block party. It'll be right there to your left. We also are going to have RVs from Affinity. I didn't talk about Affinity RVs is going to bring a couple of RVs as well as Finley Toyota is bringing some cars. So we're going to have some cars. And I also forgot that we had a late edition of fire dancers. I know.
Oh, my
There's
gosh.
Like so much stuff happening at the block party. I can't keep it all straight in my head every single time.
So
you do
fire dancers, everything's going on at the block party.
Yeah.
And so that's the Friday that you're
that's
talking
the Friday
about.
Event.
So Friday.
Friday
we'll get there. We'll get to, if we get there early, get to see the Spirit Parade.
Yep. Spirit Parade kind of will get started around 3:30.
Okay.
They'll start cruising through campus, go through the circle, then they'll lead into that parking lot A where the rest of the block party is happening.
Fun.
And then, Sugar and the Mint will probably start around 4 p.m.
Okay.
We're still securing exact times for the sets, but we think we're going to have a set between 4 and 5,
okay.
Then a small break between 5 and 5:30, and then another set from 5:30 to 6:30. Then the fire dancers will come on around 6:30, and they'll lead everyone down to the gym, and then the game starts at 7.
Oh, fun. Okay. Yeah.
And I just want to say I've heard from I'm a club advisor, so I have heard some of these clubs are going
all out
to decorate their floats for the Spirit
yeah,
Parade.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody could see me do my little air quote, yes. But yeah. So these floats should be really spectacular.
Yeah, we have 20 golf carts. So there'll be 20 golf carts and a couple of other random vehicles. We'll have rough.
Fun.
Lots of fun stuff. I think our juggling club is going to be juggling in the parade. So, yeah.
I don't know what my club's doing yet, but it's going to be cool.
It's going to be good.
It's
right?
going to be very good.
It'll
be
good. We've got two weeks
to figure it out.
Yeah.
Procrastination. That's all right. So you guys have this going on. How do I get information about the Yavapai Homecoming and where do I go to buy my tickets?
You are asking all the right questions. So if they just go to yc.edu/homecoming, that has all of the event breakdown, all of the times that things are happening, links to purchase tickets for any of the events that tickets are purchased, and all of our sponsors logos are on there. We want to give a shout out to Spring Hill Suites, and I should have brought the list with all of our sponsors. All of our sponsors' logos are on there. Also, if you get to the event early, you'll get a T-shirt.
Oh,
and some other homecoming.
Which
swag.
Day? Like
oh, at the block party. Sorry,
okay,
the block party on Friday.
So on Friday, if I get there early,
yes.
Like, are you talking 3:30 when the Spirit Parade starts, or just maybe?
Earlier. Not earlier. They're probably.
I'll be there waiting.
In the 4 o'clock hour,
t-shirt.
I think you'll get your T-shirt.
4 o'clock hour is fine.
Those will be. We'll have an alumni booth right in the center of the two RVs, and they'll be. You can't miss us. We'll have a balloon arch and all the fancy accoutrements and a brand new tent. I just ordered a brand new alumni tent.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
You won't be able to miss it.
No.
So you can't miss this. Thursday, October 17th through Saturday, October 19th.
Yep.
3 days, homecoming, Yavapai College. Sounds like fun. I can't wait to go.
Oh, it's going
to
be fun.
Can't wait to see you there.
Thank you, ladies, for being here today, Catherine and Cammy, today for letting us know what's going on at Yavapai College for homecoming.
Thank you.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, Med 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon, it's Monday, September the 30th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with his news break on the talk of the Quad Cities. Brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. A man has been killed amid a traffic collision on Highway 89 and 89A at around 1:45 Friday afternoon. Prescott Fire Department and Central Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to reports of a vehicle that drove off the overpass at the Highway 89 and 89A intersection. The first crew to arrive found two vehicles with heavy damage. The first vehicle was a pickup truck that was traveling on 89A when it entered the median and landed on an SUV below that was traveling on Highway 89. Prescott Fire personnel attempted to treat the driver of the truck, an elderly man who had suffered trauma due to the impact. The truck was stabilized so crews could safely operate in and around the vehicle. The driver and sole occupant of the SUV suffered only minor injuries and was extricated from the vehicle and taken to Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The truck driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Southbound 89 was closed for 2 hours while the Department of Public Safety conducted an investigation. The Prescott Valley Police Department will hold its next Coffee with a Cop event tomorrow morning. Coffee with a Cop runs from 9 to 10:30 tomorrow morning at the Step One Coffee House.
The Coffee House is so much more than a cup of great coffee. It's a gathering place for friends, a haven for people walking through recovery, a place to develop job skills, and a safe place to heal for families escaping violence.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson describes the benefits of Coffee with a Cop.
You will be able to not only get free coffee, but engage police officers in meaningful conversations as we continue to improve police-community relationships. Interim Police Chief James Edelstein and his officers look forward to seeing you.
The Step One Coffee House is located on 2nd Street in Prescott Valley. The KQNA forecast for the Prescott area. Clear skies on into the evening. A low of 42 tonight. Sunny, 69 the high on Tuesday. Winds up to 25 miles per hour. Not quite as windy on Wednesday with a high of 73 in the Verde Valley. Clear skies tonight. A low of 48. Sunny and 79 on Tuesday. Gusty winds. Sunny and 82 on Wednesday. That's your forecast. I'm Gregory Scott for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. KQNA.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. I'm here with our next guest, Patty Lindsay, with Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. This time I said the whole thing.
Yay! Usually you cut it down.
I usually do Prescott Studio Tour, but Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. Patty, what is this?
What is it?
I know.
Oh, man. You're working it, so you better know.
I am, definitely. I do know what it is. For those out there that are not sure of what this is.
This is what it is. You get to go drive around to all these different artists, houses, studios. Some of them are in businesses, but a lot of them are out of their homes. There are 75 artists, 51 locations, and three art centers.
So definitely you can drive around. And
from 10 to 4. This coming 4th, 5th, and 6th. I always have to think about the dates. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 4.
Weekend.
It's this weekend.
I can't believe that. So
it's already
going to be October. So October 4th, 5th,
and
6th. So this is when we start seeing the yellow signs around town.
The bright yellow signs with a black spiral on them. And they say,
Prescott
numbers,
and I never understood what the numbers were for. Now I understand.
And what number am I?
I have no idea.
Oh, this is called lesson. I have to teach her. I'm number 26 in Chino Valley.
Oh, I was going to say 57. I have no idea.
Okay. Are you looking at the age or what here?
if that's how they do it, then yes. So
no.
Every artist has different numbers. And
oh, you got
you
the brochure.
You get this book.
Yes.
And the booklet
at any
will
studio.
Tell you where the studio is located and how to get there.
And what type of art they do. So you may want to grab a book at one of the locations if you don't already have it. If you're on our mailing list, you should already have it.
There's
and
all
you
kinds
would have
of stuff.
Spent hours circling where you want to go, planning your days. So like one day you'll be out in Chino Valley and Paulden, then you go to lunch, then you'll head back into Prescott, go down Williamson Valley, come in the back way, go into Prescott, then head over to Prescott Valley.
Yeah, I'm
there's
looking
everywhere.
At this book. I mean, there's so many. There's ceramics, there's digital art, there's painting, there's pastels, furniture.
We got two furniture people out at our place.
Yeah. Jewelry, metal, mixed media, paintings, watercolors, photography.
You can decorate your whole house and get your Christmas done
Definitely is a time to kind of go do a little Christmas shopping if you're looking for those unique gifts.
Yes.
Or that person that's really hard to find. You know,
me.
Yes, definitely. There are some people out there that are really hard to shop for.
Yes.
And this is a great weekend to kind of think outside the box.
Totally.
Look for something fun and creative for them. And there's so many different artists that are in town that live here that are doing this.
And that's one of the things. You have to be in the Quad Cities. You can't live somewhere else. You have to be here.
These
or
are
your
all
studio.
Our local artists.
Local artists. And when you think about, there's a lot more than this out there. But these are the ones that want to be on the studio tour to show their stuff. The other thing is that what you can do is come to the gala. That's this coming Wednesday, 2 days from now, or two evenings, at the Elks Performing Center from 5 to 8 o'clock. And the artists will all have one piece there, and you can see some of their work. Not some of it. You can see one piece.
One piece of their work. Right.
I might
they'll have
into,
a display of what they've got going.
Something they've
got.
So
you can decide if you want to go see that artist.
True. And you can talk to us. There's food. There's wine.
Ooh, food.
Yes, I know. Food and wine. And also there'll be raffles, music, Just a lot of fun.
Do we need tickets for this?
No.
Okay.
The whole thing's free. It's part of what we charge everybody to come in and be an artist. And this is something we put on. This is the second year at Elks. We've had it at a couple other locations before. This Elks one is working out really good. Yes, we know we were crowded last year. There was issues with one of the doors. And so this year that's all squared away. So we should be better off. So there's like three different rooms there. So we'll
gotcha.
Be spread out without
okay.
the whole top floor.
So there's just, this is the chance to come in, you know, get to meet the artist
yes.
and get to see where you want to go.
Yeah. Just, and last year I remember people walking around with their little book, talking to somebody, then go, okay, I'm putting you down. I want to go there, you know? And then, like I said, you just plan your route for the 3 days, have a
right.
good time.
And this isn't just to go and buy art. It's
no.
actually a chance to go and see how it's made.
Yeah. You learned a lot last year.
I did.
She
I
helps
honestly
me.
Did. I did learn a lot last year. There was a lot of stuff that I know you do glass work, but I didn't realize what goes into glass work.
A lot of time.
And how,
machinery.
And the machinery you use. And what was really interesting is to see the demonstrations you were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known you for quite some time, but I've never seen that side of you. And it was just educational. It was fun. And all the other artists are doing something similar.
Exactly the
same. So it's just a fun time to come out, see how they're doing it. Cause, you know, we did go to Rogers and he was
yes.
doing woodworking right then and there. And it was, wow. It was to see what he had just started with and see what the finished
yes.
products are.
It's amazing.
It's totally amazing. There's just the metalworks guy too was
oh.
out there. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
There's so many
the jewelry.
Yeah.
There is so much around everywhere. I mean, you can't even imagine. You start looking at the book and you go, holy cow, this is amazing. This is like, they do this? Oh, wow. There's like one guy that a couple years ago, he had a pizza. And then next year he had a pie. And it was all made out of metal. And so I asked him, I said, so how much is if I just want a piece of pie and not the whole pie? You might buy a slice, he said. And I'm laughing at him because I think his metalworking is wonderful.
Definitely.
But for me, yeah, I do. I'm going to do freeze and fuse, and I'm going to do I show how the process goes through, as always. And then also I'm probably going to have the vitrograph running, which if you don't know what that is pulling glass out of a hot kiln up in the air.
Yes. And that's what I was surprised at last year. It was just spiraling glass. And it's kind of amazing how glass becomes almost waxy. You
yeah,
know?
But you don't want to touch it.
No, definitely not. But it was quite interesting
yes.
and cool to see.
And that's the thing. We got ceramic people. They'll show you how the glazing goes. They'll even be turning stuff. One place
right.
does, they used to do tiles, and I think this year they're doing some jewelry. And it's like me, I've had interactive. I know other artists, they'll put a painting up, and they have drawn on it and ask everybody to do some painting in it. And then the next year they come back or they sell it, and they go, oh, I did that exact little spot right there. They remember.
It's, yeah,
and
definitely.
That's what we like people to remember what we do so that they can do it too. Anybody can do art. You don't have to be an artist to be.
Yes, you do. I cannot do any sort of art at all. Even my stick figures look really sad.
Oh, that's
so,
right. You did it with your daughter the other day, and she was 100 times better than you.
Yeah, way better. Like, her artwork is way better than my artwork.
Well, then she's
so,
going to have
definitely.
To come up to the house, and we'll have to train her more.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's got a little
artistic talent
inside of her. Yes, because, that gene totally
skipped
me.
We know what your artistic part is.
No, I don't. Maybe like
shopping.
I was like shopping or eating. Yes, definitely.
No,
that,
I wasn't
going
to blame eating.
That I would. I'm a sucker for, you know, any food truck, anything I see around there.
I know. Food trucks
so
are good.
Anyway, you've got
yes,
this
ma'am.
Prescott Studio artist tour coming up
yes.
this weekend.
Yay.
And the big thing is to go to is this Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Yes. The gala. It's a biggie. Like I said, a good majority, I haven't talked to the guys that set this up of how many, but I know they have a huge amount of the artists coming in. And you'll come in, you get, there's raffles, and the raffles, from what I understand, are free. So they're going to do that. And like I said, wine
fun.
And food.
Yeah, wine, food, and like you said, come and meet some of the artists,
yep.
get to know them, get to see one display that they've mm-hmm. got. Kind of a teaser, yeah. a little bit of
a teaser. It is a teaser.
Just to kind of show you what they have going on so you can prepare, walk around with those little books that you guys have everywhere.
And a pin.
And
a pin.
Pin.
And
yes. you can walk around and see the different types of jewelry or see the different types of art. There's just so many neat things. And it's pretty, even the jewelry is just fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen, you know, so much intricate design and artwork.
I don't have the patience for that.
But, you know, they do, and it's amazing. No wonder they charge so much.
Yeah.
You know, well, and some of the jewelry pieces, now I have an appreciation for it. Because last year I got to see someone actually make their own beads and make their own glass beads. And wow, what time goes into each one of those little beads.
And you noticed last year with her, she's going to be in my studio again. That's Adrienne.
Yes.
She's very quick at it.
She is.
I do torch too, but not like her. I'm still a new kid on the block. I used to do a hothead. I do have a real torch like her, but I'm a very slow person at it.
Yeah, it's just amazing, and it's a really cool weekend. So it's this weekend. Come out to finally see it. Look for all those yellow signs. When are those yellow signs going up?
Okay, we have to play by the rules, so they go up Thursday night.
Thursday night.
After all the working people go home.
Okay, so Thursday night is Friday morning when you wake up, you can already see all those yellow signs.
Plan your
Everybody can kind of start getting ready. So this is Friday. Saturday and Sunday.
If you have any friends down south in Phoenix and they want to get out of the heat, come on up.
Like you said, this is a great time to do a little Christmas shopping, to buy something for that one person that's, you know, kind of hard to shop for. But also, if you don't want to buy anything,
just watch.
It was so neat to just go house to house and just, or studio to studio, not necessarily houses.
Yeah, not all of them are.
But it was really neat to see all the different, you know, displays and what people got going on.
You'll learn metalworking, glass, ceramics.
Everything that goes into this. It's such a cool tour. So this weekend, don't miss the gala, Wednesday night.
Yes, Wednesday night, 5 to 8.
At the Elks Theater.
On the third floor.
Perfect. And then this weekend?
4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 to 4.
And Patty, if people want more information on this, where do they go?
www.prescottstudiotour.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Patty Lindsay. We'll
Anytime.
Be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Nights are cooling off and winter is on the way. Now is the time to sign up for our pre-buy program to lock in a guaranteed fixed rate for winter. This offer expires Monday, September 30th, so act today. The easiest way to sign up is online at barrettpropane.com. In fact, sign up online this week and I'll put a $10 credit on your account. That's $10 just for signing up at barrettpropane.com through the end of the month. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I want to say thank you to our guests. We had Patty Lindsay with the Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour. We also had Michelle Beck with Purple Clover and Katherine Anderson and Cami Kobeski with Yavapai College letting us know. All right, here's the time to take out your calendars, your iPhones, and mark down what's up and coming. So we've got October 2nd, our Chamber Business and Networking Luncheon at Grace Baptist Church, 11:30 to 1 p.m. This weekend, October 4th through 6th, is the Prescott Area Artist Studio Tour, so don't miss that. And October 12th is Chino Valley's Fall Festival. That is a huge fall festival, free to the whole family, and that's from 10 to 2 p.m. at Yavapai College in Chino Valley. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 11:30 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Genesis Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.